Membership Orientation. Introduction. The purpose of this course is to help students understand some basic concepts and expectations regarding being a member of this church. To get the most out of this course, students are urged to read the listed scriptures and commentaries, answer the review questions, and participate in the class discussions. You would do well to write down questions that come to mind as you study and bring them to class or to your accountability partner. Many of the answers to the review questions are written in italics. Being in the 4 to 5 hour class is highly recommended. However, you can take the course independently. That is, you can simply read the booklet and answer the questions. You can also listen to the audio version of the booklet and or be tutored by the ministry staff. Whatever way of learning you choose, it is important to turn in the answers to the review questions. You can see the review questions in the appendix. Again, turn in the answers to the review questions. The review questions are in the appendix. This is important so you can get credit for completing this course, which is a prerequisite for becoming an active member of this church. You also need to complete the 2 forms in the back of the book, membership registration form and service discovery form. Again, make sure you complete these 2 additional forms, membership registration form, service discovery form. Both of them are in the back of the book. I'm praying for your growth. Dr. Robert E. Baines, Jr., your pastor. Bible. The key verse is 2 Timothy 3:16. The first ideal in the Bible is authoritative truth, and there are 3 scriptures to be read. The first is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. It says, "For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." And then Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." The commentary for this section is that notice in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21 that the prophecies and all scripture for that matter came from God through people. 2 Timothy 3:16 teaches that all scripture came from God or was God breathed, and therefore it is profitable for knowing how to live right. The 2 scriptures supports the idea that the Bible comes from God through people. That is, these are the 2 scriptures that support the idea that the Bible came from God through people. Proverbs 14:12 teaches that we cannot trust our own wisdom because what seems right to us can end in death. That's a key idea. Proverbs 14:12 teaches that we cannot trust our own wisdom because what seems right to us can end in death. The proper understanding of the Bible, not what seems right to people, is authoritative truth. That is, the Bible is the best way to know God and His will for the lives of His people. Now, the next ideal under Bible is prayerfully study and obey. There's a number of scriptures to read, so let's get started. The first one is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Romans 10:17 reads, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." Psalms 1 verse 2 says, "But He delights in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night." 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. James chapter 2, verse 17. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. And then finally, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27 says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had as its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.